We always encourage people to have their eyes checked on a regular basis. Prevention is better than cure, of course. But in some circumstances, carrying out an eye check can be a tricky task. Now, today we are going to look at a new device which will be used to help people with learning disabilities. I'm joined by Ailey Richmond and Lisa Donaldson to talk more about that. What are the difficulties then when it comes to checking the sight of someone with a learning disability?
So the main difficulties we see in people with learning disabilities and autism are around the barriers to having a successful eye test. So when we talk about barriers, we talk about the difficulties with communication. We think about the time pressures within an optometry practice. We're thinking about the results of the eye test. And a lot of people with learning disabilities and autism are pretty scared of any medical appointments. Often the chair that they have to sit in looks a little bit like the dentist chair. There's lots of scary equipment around. And they're also having to communicate with somebody they don't know that may not have the experience to give a successful sight test. Often people need good support for the person that accompanies them. They need to be able to answer questions. And sometimes people often come with a supporter that perhaps doesn't know them that well, that doesn't necessarily know their past eye health history.
If they don't get a proper eye check, they don't get proper glasses, they don't get proper support, I would imagine that could have a further impact on their condition as well.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that people with complex needs are getting sight tests so that unnecessary sight loss can be avoided. If somebody is unable to have their pressures checked, for example, they may have an undiagnosed case of glaucoma. They may need to be referred on to eye clinic, but sometimes those checks can be missed because of the difficulties a person has with undertaking them. So we know that there is a lot of unidentified sight loss in people with learning disabilities, and that's something we are continually working towards stopping.
As you say, Ailey, then it's vital that people do get the correct diagnosis because it can have, you know, a positive impact on their life. Now, a new device has been created to help with this. Lisa, tell us more.
The Bradford Visual Function Box has been in the making for a number of years by Rachel Pilling and Caroline Rorse at Bradford Teaching Hospitals Trust. They developed the device because until then there was real issues with being able to quantify people's functional vision. So we have a number of different tools as eye care practitioners. The one that everybody knows is the letter chart. We also have picture charts. We have charts with gratings where you can choose which is the easier to see. But very often it gets to the point where it's saying someone can or can't find and follow a small target with their eyes. And that's where this box comes in. So it's a series of different size targets to view, and we're able to quantify and illustrate to parents, to carers, to supporters, a better idea of someone's level of functional visual ability. And if someone can't cope with that test during their eye examination in the clinic, the box can also be used in the support setting to carry out what we call a functional visual assessment and build up a better idea of how well someone can see. It allows us to understand how well they control their eye movements and the level of detail they can see. And the great thing about it is it's very easy to explain to somebody. So we're talking about being able to explain to a parent that their child can find a 5mm bead with their eyes. Whereas in the past in the hospital eye clinic, it may have just been, we haven't been able to use any of our clinical tests to determine how well your child can see. It's worth just mentioning as well at this point that that's, the Bradford box is a tool to measure level of visual ability. One of our messages, one of our mantras at SeeAbility is that no one is too disabled to have a sight test. So everybody can have their eyes examined and their eye health checked if the environment is right. And very often we're seeing patients who, because they haven't been able to complete the formal vision test, are missing out on glasses, which are leaving them needlessly visually impaired.
Before the box came along then, you know, as you say, mistakes could be made or conditions may be missed, but are you looking for things as well, perhaps like reactions to some of the tests, just facial reactions and things like that, which this will then build upon?
Yes, the Bradford box is incredibly useful for being able to build a better picture of someone's functional visual ability. So it's in three dimensions. It's real targets, balls, beads, toys, and black and white faces and grating pictures. So it's something that allows us to much better engage and quantify a level of visual ability in everybody.
Is the box available now? You know, would perhaps high street opticians or social care professionals, would they be able to access this?
We're now marketing the box. It's available from our website, and delighted to say that NHS England are purchasing the box to provide to clinicians who are working in the special schools eye care services, which are being rolled out across England. So all of those teams will have a box. We're promoting the box to eye care teams in hospitals, in high street opticians, in community eye clinics. So we're hoping that we'll have those settings having the box available to add to their arsenal of tools to be able to provide an optimal visual assessment for people with learning disabilities and autism.
So we would love to see optometrists using this in hospital settings and community settings. Orthoptists, we think, will find it incredibly useful. And indeed, ophthalmologists as well, because we know that there is a lot of people with learning disabilities needing to see people within eye clinic. I think it would also be really useful for qualified teachers of the visually impaired, as well as rehab workers. So this could be a really useful tool for people just to have in case that they do have somebody with a learning disability that they need to assess their vision.
If people would like to find out more then about the Oxford box and get some more details, what's the best way to do that?
So people can look at all the information on our website. The details to buy one is to email icare@seeability.org, which will then put you in touch with our team, who will be able to take the order. The box costs £40 plus postage at the moment, and we are hoping that people will be interested and come along and buy it.
I just wanted to mention too that Rachel and Caroline, who were the team in Bradford who developed the box, did publish a paper in a peer-reviewed journal which evidences how useful it is and was peer-reviewed. So it is a clinically validated tool.
And a great step forward as well. Follow though to Ailey and to Lisa. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having us, Alan.
Thank you from me as well. Thank you.